If you are a Democrat still in the fetal position after Tuesday's election, take comfort in this. Michigan Democrats got more votes than Republicans did in the race for U.S. Congress. Yeah, Democrats walked away with just 5 congressional seats, while Republicans got 9. How does that happen? Well, it's partly because of gerrymandering, which I have asked our resident political junkie Zoe Clark to explain in 20 seconds.
I'm going to start this launch on my iPhone. Go.
So, the U.S. has a census every 10 years, part of the Constitution, and in part it's to help apportion the country's 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Gerrymandering is this idea of drawing those political maps of those 435 seats for political advantage, Kate. If you draw the maps, you try to make sure your voters are in the majority in each district, or you lump together your opposing voters so that their votes just don't go as far.
29 seconds.
Now, people have already tried to change this.
Our redistricting system is a scandal. It is probably the most appalling conflict of interest in public life in our country.
That's Democrat State Rep Jim Townsend. He proposed amending the state's constitution. He said rather than having politicians draw these maps, this amendment would have a nonpartisan committee do it. So how did that go?
It has gone nowhere so far. It's hard to imagine the legislature agreeing to reduce its power to ensure re-election for most of its incumbents.
Still, if some optimistic person wanted to go out and gather 318,000 signatures, they could get a constitutional amendment on the ballot to end gerrymandering. Oh, and they would also need millions and millions of dollars.
And that can be a very expensive proposition.
Rich Robinson runs the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He says last election, political groups spent $150 million on Michigan ballot proposals. Robinson is not a giddy optimist, but he thinks gerrymandering is getting so out of control in Michigan that people might just rise up and fix it someday.
And it might happen. It might happen. I mean, what this all boils down to is we don't get the congressional delegation we voted for.
Now, even if you made redistricting a completely fair process, some things would not change. You would still have a lot of Democrats clustered around cities like Detroit and Ann Arbor and Flint, and lots of other districts would be leaning more Republican. That's just Michigan's geography. But still, if the maps were not being drawn by politicians, you could end up with a Michigan that's represented a little more evenly. So there you have it, a game plan for ending gerrymandering. All you have to do is raise millions of dollars and change the state constitution. No sweat, right? For Am I Curious? I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.